Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode.
Out of all of the things that my mentor taught me, I wish he had emphasized this point to me. Because I think it's plagued me up until very recently, and I want to spare you guys from the pain and from the stress. And this won't just be in relation to trading, but I also think it will help your life as well. See, I think people can look at my life and go, wow, that's perfect, I'd want that. Yeah, I get to go wherever I want, whenever I want, essentially. And that's fantastic, and you know, trading does all of that stuff for me, but the fact is, the reality is that there are lots of things underneath the surface that you do not see that really affect my ability to succeed. All of this stuff is not perfection, and that is what we're going to be going on about today. Perfection, and I'll go through it, and actually showing you how you don't even really need to be perfect the majority of the time in order to basically thrive within the Forex markets. I'm going to give you some tips, some tricks on what I do now and what my expectations are, what my realities are, and you can use it as a benchmark yourself and also implement a lot of these things even within your own daily life to make things just that little bit easier. Now, if you do want some further information on this, you can always sign up to my Patreon. Link is in the description for a bit more education. 2 times videos a week. Got my YouTube channel, which is for free. Of course, if you want to work with me, roadtoforex.com. Now, let's get into it. So perfection, right? It's something that we've been conditioned to strive for in basically every area of our lives, whether it's careers, relationships, or personal achievements. The idea of being flawless often feels like the ultimate goal. I mean, just the other day, I was talking to my friend, and I was saying to her, you know, I've seen all these Instagram influencers that I remember watching 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it is, and they had perfect relationships. All these people had perfect relationships, and they were doing their funny little dances together and holding each other late at night and being romantic. Well, they're all divorced, right? Basically, all of them are divorced. And I think social media really like brings on to us that, you know, he's perfection. He's perfection right here. This is what you want. This is what you should be doing. This is what's going to make you happy. And it's not necessarily that at all. And that's what I said at the start of this. You know, I'm here in Thailand. I'm here in Bali. I'm doing these things. I can take half the day off if I want to. I don't have to work for 3 months if I really want to. Whatever it is, right? But there are still things underneath that that I really do struggle with. And all of these things that I'm specifically going to mention relate to trading. Because when it comes to trading, perfection is just not attainable. And in fact, I just believe it's unnecessary. Striving for perfection can be one of the biggest roadblocks to success. And my dad recently actually talked to me about this. He watches QI, for those of you that don't know, it's a game show. Stephen Fry hosts it, very intelligent man. And he basically asks very interesting questions and very interesting responses. And he basically goes on to say that if you give more than 85% of your effort into your career, your relationship, whatever it is, you're just going to burn out because you just do not have enough left in the tank for yourself. Now, if you want to find out more about that, again, go to QI, just type that into Google, quick search, and you'll be able to find it. And that's just super interesting. And it also just got me thinking. It feels like the universe, right, has been trying to tell me, hey, speak to your audience about how they're trading. Because it shouldn't just be me going, oh, this is how you do these things and this is psychological shifts. Let's get into it about how it actually is trading. Because on the surface, trading does seem like a numbers game. I'm always talking about probabilities and certainties, etc., in relation to Mark Douglas. And many people believe that to succeed, you need to be able to predict the market perfectly, or at least perfectly the majority of the time, right? But this could not be further from the truth. The reality is that no one, not even the most successful traders in the world, definitely not me, wins every trade. And we already know that. We've got a winning percentage. But that doesn't mean we're taking every single winner that we should be. Because we have children that might injure themselves when a trade comes through. We miss the entry. We might be human and be playing a video game and not hear the alert go off on our phone, whatever it is. What we really need to strive for is being consistent and managing your risk. Even with a winning strategy, these losses that I just mentioned there are inevitable. The key is learning how to navigate with them without letting them derail your mindset or your account. And of course, basically, you know, figuring out that you are going to mess up at some point. And you need to take that into consideration with your risk management. You know, my journey with imperfection has been going on for a very long time. Like when I started trading, I did fall into this perfection trap and I beat myself up when I made stupid mistakes. Of course, I did want every trade to be a winner. And I'd spend so many hours analyzing the charts, second guessing my strategies, tweaking setups, hoping to eliminate any chance of failure. But the more I chase perfection, the more mistakes I made. I get frustrated over small losses, overtrade to make up for them, ignore my rules, you know, that old chestnut. And I was so focused on avoiding mistakes that I ended up making even bigger ones. And to touch on the point that I said at the start, if I did make a stupid mistake, like for example, when I would be playing a video game and I would miss an alert and I would miss a winning trade, oh man, the psychological recoil of that was huge. It was absolutely massive. So over the years, I've been trying to fix this version of myself because it really does hurt you as a trader to strive for perfection. Because you can get things like, realistically, having a fear of pulling the trigger. Because you can hesitate to enter trades. You wait for the perfect setup, it never comes, or it does come, but you're so hesitant and you're stuck with this analysis paralysis that you just do not hop into the market. You can overanalyze as well. This is all based on fear because you don't want to lose. You want the perfect, in your face trade to appear. And then you just go, oh, I can't do it. It doesn't look perfect to me, so I'm not going to hop in. Then at the end of the week or the end of the month, you've left X amount on the table, but you've collected all your losers, right? And then there is me, overreacting to losses because I took them personally, especially when I did make silly little mistakes and then I'd go, what am I doing? I beat myself up and that would lead to more crappy trades. And last but not least, and this is what I did at the very start of my career, constant strategy switching. In the quest for perfection, traders jump from one strategy to another, hoping to find the perfect one. Doesn't exist. And this prevents them from mastering any single approach. I mean, guys, all those things that I've talked about, they're absolutely damning for a trader. Absolutely damning. So why don't we talk about how to switch our mindsets and get our trades back on track and have you in a better area moving forward for your trades. Because imperfection is actually beautiful. When you look at your risk management, and this is probably my golden nugget here, your risk management, as we know, is the foundation of successful trading. People ask me why I aim for 40% a year from my Starlight strategy, it's 40% of my total account per year, when they know I could go more, into the 50s, into the 60s. That is not unheard of for my strategy to make 50 to 60% per year, right, of your total account size, which, again, is absolutely huge. So why am I aiming for 40? Because I know I'm going to make mistakes. Because I know I'm going to miss trades. Because I know I'm going to do something stupid where I'm out at a birthday, I've had a few too many drinks, I'm not looking at my phone, I'm clocked off, and I'm going to miss a trade. And that is yeah, it is bad. It is something that is not good, but it is not the end of the world. Is missing a winning trade bad? Yes, objectively. I've missed out on money. But I'm not going to miss out on a birthday party or do those things because I'm going to get one trade. And all I do, guys, is I basically say, hey, in the year, I'm probably going to make 10% worth of mistakes. And that's okay. And if I miss out on that trade and it's worth 2.5 or 3.5 or whatever it is, I go, okay, I've got 7% left. Let's try and minimize what I'm doing here, etc. And that's all I do. I give myself this 10% so, you know, I can realistically not excuse myself from that and say, well, I can use up a 10%. I don't want to really use up any of it, but I understand that if I put that in with my risk management, it's going to be okay. And all I'll really do looking at, well, my trades is go, well, if I've missed out on a winner, I know that my win rate for that pair has gone down, etc. And I just adjust my risk management accordingly because I know that trade will have a lower win rate now. Of course, I will always look at probability over certainty. Trading is a game of probabilities, not certainties. As we said at the very start, even the best strategies have losing trades. What matters is that your overall edge works over a series of trades, not in every instance. So what do you do here? You do not look at it on a weekly basis. You want to look at it in terms of like a microscopic amount on a monthly basis. That is what you want to be looking at your results with. There are 4 weeks to a month. I've said this so many times. Do not look at days. Do not look at weeks. Look at your month. What happens in 1 week can be made up for in the next week. What happens in 1 month can be made up for in the next month. What happens in 1 year on one pair can be made up by an opposing pair within the same year. Do not worry. Your probability over a longer period of time, should you have backtested correctly, is that you will continue to win. All you need to do in order to do that is try and maintain as close to that and get as many trades as you possibly can. Only trade the sessions that you can trade. Have certainty over the time periods that you're going to trade. If you miss out on an hour of your time period, that's you making a mistake. And if you miss a trade, yes, you've made a mistake. Even if it's, well, I booked a doctor's appointment, so I had to go to it, I missed it out. It's your mistake. You've set that time period out. You have to take responsibility over of it. But as you said in risk management, you have that buffer anyways, right? And then next, you want to have a process over an outcome. Successful traders focus on executing their plans consistently regardless of the outcome of individual trades. And I want to read out here a message from one of my mentorees, because seriously, guys, it is absolutely fantastic what he says here. And he's just started with me. Now he goes, my strategy is this. Follow the directions laid out by you. Completely do nothing other than my perfect trades according to the strategy. I do not worry about wins or losses, just the execution of a model. My goal is 100 perfect trades. There is no past. There is no future. There are no wins. There are no losses. It is the execution of the model. I am a robot, nothing more. Executing a model based on years of use. Mind-blowing. Play that back and listen to it again. Process over outcome. The process gives you the outcome, not the other way around. Money is the end factor. It is not part of the process. And if you are thinking about that and you are attached to money in that way, you are a fool. A fool. And that is the same for what we were just talking about, probability over certainty, time. You attach money to a day, you attach money to a week, you attach money to a month, and months we start to get into the realm of actually being okay. But you start to do that, then all you're doing is focusing on the outcome, not focusing on the process. And if you know your process is a probability of certainty over time, and you're only snapshotting one tiny section of time, then again, that is very, very foolish. Moving on from here, of course, learn from your mistakes and build up that emotional resilience. Now, imperfection is inevitable. How you respond to it makes all the difference, right? I really would recommend a mentor here to give you that emotional resilience, or at least a training partner, because you're not going to be able to do that as easily by yourself as in when you have another person. If you compare that, here's a training partner and yourself, compared to here's yourself, your emotional resilience gets built up so much easier with trading partners or mentors. Now we go even further forward. So strategies for embracing this perfection. Set realistic expectations. And the realistic expectation that you should be having is that if you sign up to my Patreon, you will get more extensive podcast episodes like this one that we've had today. So that's where I'm going to be ending it for now, guys. If you want to join up, link is in the description. Until then, have a prosperous trading day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.